Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, I'm excited to be here with you today. Today is Saturday, the last Saturday in January, Saturday, January 26th, 2013, and I'm excited to be here with you because I have some dynamite things to share with you to help you create and live a championship standard of living. And not only that, for you to begin to develop and experience the life of your dreams. Because, you know, we say it like this, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. So, before I go any further, I submit this experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, again, today is a wonderful day. I'm going to take you to an inspirational moment, a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. You are tuned into Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back. Like I said, today is a day of new beginnings, and I want you to understand that the things that have happened to you from this point forward, up to this point, are for a reason. And to kind of bring it home, what I'm telling you today, I'm going to give you a quick crash course and a physics lesson. I'm going to teach you about vector physics today. Vector physics basically is like this. Vectors describe motion and momentum, and they also describe the magnitude and the direction of an object in space. Okay, for instance, an airplane would be charted by way of vectors because it has magnitude and it has direction. Well, these things are always measured over time. Now, whenever time is measured from zero to infinity in the going towards the right, which is the positive direction, which means it's always increasing. Time is always increasing. Whenever you see a graph, time is always increasing as far as, you know, vectors are concerned, with like the motion of an airplane, for instance. The direction of the vector is charted according to where the position of the plane is at a certain time. So if the plane is just taking off, the vector is going in the positive direction, both in magnitude and in time. Well, when the plane is landing, it's a negative vector because the plane is coming down, but it's still, you know, the time is still increasing. So, how does this apply to your life? We're going to talk about the absolute value of your life today, and we're going to compare your life to a vector. Your life has magnitude, which means it has speed, and it has direction. A lot of things may have happened up to this point that may not have been the way you want them to be, but we're going to chart this vector anyway. The absolute value of any vector, whether it's a negative vector or a positive vector, the absolute value of that vector is always a positive result. It's defined in mathematical terms. You'll see an equation, and there's two bars around it. There's a bar in the beginning of it and a bar in the end of it. What that denotes is that the absolute thing, that you're going to take the absolute value of this particular equation, this particular function. And what that tells you is that basically this is how far away from zero this function is. Well, now you've been living, you've been born, you're in the earth, you're no longer at zero. So, as I told you earlier, you know, time is increasing now. Time is always increasing. The truth of the matter is, people, that when you take the absolute value of your life, the result is positive. I'm going to say that again. When you take the absolute value of your life, the result is positive. So, let's go back to Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And then even going back to Genesis 15:20, for as for you, you thought evil against it, but God meant it for my good. I got a shocking revelation for you people. If you love God and are called according to his purpose, then the vector that describes your life, the magnitude of your life, states that all things that have happened to you, that are happening to you, and that will happen to you, are working together for your good. People, everything that you experience in life has worked together for your good. That's why I tell people, don't get bent out of shape over things you're going through. Don't let what you're going through stop you from where you're going to. Back. That was a motivational moment from one of our previous times together, and you know I like to infuse those motivational moments into the show because I like listening to them. I like those affirmations that those powerful revelations that we come through and that we share through the show, and I like to infuse them into the show because I have the liberty of being able to listen to them individually throughout the week on my iPod, and I tell you. Sometimes I can listen to those things and it really just opens up a new world to me to hear it in a time where I may need it the most. So what I always suggest you do, look, download this podcast, listen to this podcast, listen to the show after you've heard it live and listen to it again because these shows are designed with you in mind. They're designed with the dreamer, the visionary, and the go-getter in mind. You know, I'm here to tell you this every week. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. You know, that's worth saying a third time. I like saying it a third time. Something about a third time. The third time's a charm. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. So when I say that, what I really hear in my own spirit is confirmation. I hear myself saying that that which I know is mine, that which looks beautiful to me in my imagination, I deserve it. And I always tell people, keep your mind focused on what it is you do want, and you'll see more of it. Keep your mind focused on what you don't want, and you'll see more of it. The key to this journey is to keep your mind focused on something. But a lot of people are with that something is something they don't want. I say it like this. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Let's say it like this. Internalize. Say, the life of my dreams, it's absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. People, I say that to myself so much throughout the day, and I'm starting to see some beautiful things manifest in my lifetime. I'm starting to see some really wonderful things manifest in my lifetime. I'm starting to see doors open up. I'm starting to see relationships improve. I'm starting to see things that as they are in my imagination. I tell people like this, make sure that you're planting beautiful things in your imagination. Take time to read books about places you want to go. Read travel magazines. Read home magazines. Read car magazines. Anything it is that you want. Read books about positive, powerful relationships versus relationships that are always torn apart. Read things that you do want. If you haven't seen things in your life as you want them to be, if you have not seen your life look the way you want it to look, then by all means, you can change the course of your life by changing the course of your imagination. Plant beautiful things in your imagination. Your imagination is your garden, and your mind is the farmer. It's the one who's going to get the harvest. is going to take care of the harvest. You feed your imagination, and your mind will follow suit. Because your mind likes to have a goal. And whatever is playing in your imagination becomes its goal. So with that in mind, just keep that in mind. There's so many beautiful things in this world to give your attention to. Don't give your attention to something that you don't want. Give your attention to stuff that you do want. And I guarantee you'll start seeing more and more of it. And more 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 of it. And even more than that. So with that in mind, people, I want to do this. I want you to just meditate for a moment. Just be quiet for one moment in your mind. Don't think about anything. I just want to just say something to you. I love you. With everything inside of me, I love you. And some of you I've never met personally. But I know something. The thing that I know is this. Your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, it's designed for greatness. And I want to be one of those people who plants a positive seed in your imagination. I want to be able to be one of those people who plants something beautiful in your existence for you to be able to manifest something beautiful from. And that's what we do with this show here. Championship Living is about planting something beautiful in your experience for you to experience. I want you to get in your mind what it is you want. Keep it in your mind. Keep it at the forefront of your mind. I want you to start, I want you to start using your vision boards. I want you to really step this thing up because this year is your year. And without a shadow of a doubt, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful. You deserve it. So let me do this. I'm going to take you to our second motivational moment. I'm going to take you to our second motivational moment. And what I want you to know is this. Before I take you there, I really feel strongly about people living life for their dreams. I really feel strongly about it because I'm going to tell you why. There's so many things that go on over the course of the day, over the course of your lifetime, where people are going to compete for your mind. They're going to compete for your imagination. And you have to attend strongly to guarding that which goes in your heart, your mind, your spirit. Because there's so many people, so many things out there competing for control of your mind, control of your spirit. And if you give up control, then you're lost. So I want you to keep in your mind, make sure that the things you're thinking about are things that you want to think about. And if you want to go to Paris right now, think about stuff like that. If you want to go to school, you want to go back to school, think about the joys of getting those degrees, getting those awards. But don't let anything take that from you. So with that in mind, I'm going to take you to our motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. You are still listening to Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. We'll be right back. Again, I'm just completely honored to be before you today. And our lesson today is 10 steps to staying true to yourself. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. I came up with this topic late last night, actually in the wee hours of this morning. Many of you may have seen my Facebook posting where I posted a comment about being true to myself and how I actually had to apologize to myself for not always being true to myself. And I think that it's really important for each and every one of us to understand that we are unique. We are not like everybody else. We're not normal. And because we're not normal, we can't expect to do what normal people do and have gratification or happiness or joy doing those things. We have to celebrate that uniqueness that's within inside us. A guest we had on a couple weeks ago, Mr. Ronald Wilshire, down in Houston, Texas, told us to celebrate our uniqueness. And that's one thing I'm going to continuously promote, to celebrate the identity that God has given you, the separateness that God has given you, that inside of you that will allow you to stand out and not blend in. Because you weren't put here to blend in, you were put here to stand out and lead. So, let me get started with our lesson. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. Step number one,
And I believe this is the most important step to staying true to yourself. Step number one, keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. A lot of people battle with low self-esteem. They battle with a bad vision of themselves. They struggle to really find their way in the world, and they get confused and misled and led astray and run amok, things like that. And the one thing that would keep people grounded is that if you knew that the creator of the universe created you in his likeness and image, how could you ever fall for the okey-doke when somebody told you that you're less than great, you're less than phenomenal, you're less than the best? When you truly know who you are, when you truly know who you are, when you truly know what you are, nobody can come and tell you anything other than that. Immediately you understand that's a farce. That's not the truth. If somebody tells you something contrary to what the Creator says you are, that's a farce. That is not the truth. So, in understanding that, it is utterly important to stay locked on the image that God says you are. You're creating His likeness and image. You're creating His likeness and image. Not like a dinosaur, not like a donkey, not like a horse, not like a bear, but in His likeness and image. You have been put here for some dynamic stuff. You have been put here to do some things that only you can do. Your life is important. Your existence on this earth, your existence in this universe is very important. So you have to stay focused on the fact that you were created to create. You were created to repair. You were created to do something dynamic. You were created to do something awesome. You were created to do something unique. So you have to celebrate that uniqueness, because God saw something in you that when He created you, He created you to solve a set of problems that nobody else can solve. So keep that in your heart, that you are put here for a special assignment from the Creator.
Motivational moment from one of our previous times together. And again, I like to infuse those things into the show, because I believe that as you hear them over and over again, like, you know, we know faith comes by hearing. I just want to feed your hearing. I want to feed your faith with something that promotes the life of your dreams. Again, you know, we say it like this. I can't say it enough. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. I want to take a time out right now. I want to talk about that word deserve for a real quick second before I go to the next segment. That word deserve. The word deserve comes from an old French word, and it's pronounced deservir. And the word deservir means to serve devotedly, to serve devotedly. So when you hear me say the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it, what I'm telling you is this, that the life of your dreams is wonderful. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's designed to serve you devotedly. Let me say it to you again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous, abundant, loving, kind, joyous, generous, and it's designed to serve you devotedly. So when you hear that word deserve, understand this. You have to put yourself in position to feel like it. That's what deservingness is. It's feeling like this thing that I really desire is mine. Not only is it mine, it's designed to serve me. That vision you got, it's designed to serve you. It has to take care of you. Huge, a vision as big as some of us have, they're designed to take care of you first, because you are the visionary. You are the one who actually has taken the time to get the vision. So the vision will take care of the visionary. And just remember this. Deservingness is a feeling. You have to feel it. You have to feel it. You have to feel it. It's an intangible to being successful in this lifetime. I normally give you two intangibles. I'm going to tell you the third one I've added to it, because I had to you can't have this without the other two. And that's the word faith. You have to have faith. Faith actually goes to the place where all things are possible and purchases the thing that you want spiritually. Your belief then makes it possible for you to see the manifestation of it in the natural realm. Then your feeling like you deserve it makes it easy for you to get it, and it makes it easy for you to keep it. When you feel like something is yours, whatever process is necessary to obtain it won't even matter. And whatever process is necessary to maintain it won't even matter. So that's a quick nugget I'm going to give you. Just want to plant that in your spirit right there real quick. And we're going to go to the next segment. Now, each week I normally give you a divine intervention or a scripture from the Bible. This week's divine intervention, I want to give it to you. It comes from Matthew 21 and verse 22. And I'm going to read this one to you from... I'm going to read this version. I don't have the version I'm reading it to you from. I do apologize, but just understand that it is Matthew 21:22, and it says, "Have faith that you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Let me reiterate that to you. Have faith that you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Let me reiterate that to you. Let me say it one more time. Have faith that you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. And that goes back to what we just said. Faith is the thing that purchases what you want in the spirit. In the spirit realm, in your imagination. That's where you go in and make the purchase for whatever it is you want. And it's an intangible that you have to possess. You have to possess faith to be a champion of manifestation, of harvest. If you want to be a champion of harvest, if you want to be a champion of manifestation, you have to first have faith. And the faith gives you the picture. It takes the picture of what it is that you're believing. Now, when you paint the picture of what it is you believe in, then it's easy to believe something. See, we say faith is believing before you see it. But what it is, that's not necessarily true. Belief is empowered by what it sees. That's why we create vision boards. That's why we listen to shows like this. Faith, however, is going into that place in your spirit and just getting still and seeing things in that realm. Your faith then creates a picture that your mind can believe. Your mind is logical. Your mind is not going to accept anything illogical. It will not. It will not. But you have to get to the place where your faith is so sharp that it can paint a picture that your mind can believe. Then your mind, once it believes it, can makes it possible, because it's going to create a blueprint. Anything your mind has accepted is true, it will create a blueprint to. It will create a roadmap to it. It's going to create a bridge to it. Whatever it needs to do to get there, it's going to do it. So faith is important because it is necessary to paint the picture of what it is you want. Once you have a painted picture, your belief then sees the picture and creates the absolute map to it. Creates a blueprint to it. Then, once you feel like you deserve it, guess what happens? Once you feel like you deserve it, you're going to get it. Not only are you going to get it, you're going to keep it until it's time for you to give it to somebody else. That's powerful, people. Those are three things together. When you make those three things together, you get something dynamite. Absolutely, ferociously powerful. Those three things together, faith, belief, and deservingness. Faith, belief, and deservingness. You put those three things together and see what happens. I guarantee you, I want you to start off with something small this week. Go in your spirit and think about something that you want. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful. You deserve it. Think about it. Whatever that is to you, whatever that may mean to you, think about it. Meditate on it. Then, once you've painted a picture of what it is you want in your mind, meaning your imagination, give it to your mind. Your mind believes what your imagination tells it, believe it or not. Believe it or not, your mind accepts whatever your imagination tells it. So if you feed a lie to your imagination, then your mind is going to believe a lie. And then at that point, you're going to believe that you deserve something that's not true. However, you can paint a picture in your mind of something beautiful, of something abundant, of something loving, of something kind, of something joyous, of something that is astronomically royal and regal. And guess what? Your imagination will feed that picture, that image, to your mind, where logic is processed. It's, your mind is like a processor in a computer, although the mind is greater than a processor in a computer. So once the mind has accepted the input, it will create the output. Hear me on that one. Your imagination is the input. Your mind will generate the output that your imagination fed it. Let your imagination program your mind. So you go in faith and in spirit, and you pray, and you ask God to give you in your spirit what it is you know is yours. And you allow that thing in your spirit to just take root, that it consumes you. Let it consume you. Let your faith consume you. Then at that point, your mind is not going to fight with it being with the logic of it, because it will accept as truth anything your imagination feeds to it. Your imagination is the programmer. Your mind is the processor. Your feeling of deservingness is actually the one who signs for the delivery. It's like this. I remember back in the days, we had a place called ABC Warehouse here in Michigan. And at ABC Warehouse, you can go and, you know, get a big screen TV. And back in those days, big screen TVs were a piece of furniture. They were a floor model. And you couldn't just necessarily go and put that in the back of your Ford Taurus. You actually had to either know a friend that had a van or a truck and have them go there with you to pick it up, or you had to have them deliver it to your house. Well, here's the thing. Your faith is like going into that ABC Warehouse store, which they call the closest thing to wholesale. Your faith is actually what purchases that big screen TV. So you go to the warehouse where the goods that you want are stored. You've purchased it. Your faith has made the purchase. Now, your belief is what makes it possible for it to come home. So you open the door with you're believing that it's possible. So now, guess what? When you believe, you just open the door, and now it has to be delivered. And your deservingness of it signs for the delivery, and in turn creates the process of how to maintain it. I want you to live the life of your dreams, people. I want you to experience beauty, love, and abundance in abundance. I want you to get this because, people, I love you. I had something planned for you to share with you tonight, but I changed my mind. I wanted to share this with you because I believe in the beauty of your dreams. I believe in the beauty of your vision. I believe in the beauty of your goals. I believe in you. I believe in the beauty of you. Without a shadow of a doubt, I love you. I really do love you, and I really want to see you get this. People, my time is up. I got to get out of here, but I want you to do this for me. I'm so excited. My new Miles Miller Motivation mobile app has launched on the Apple App Store, and I'm so excited. So that means if you have an iPhone, iPad, or iPod, you can now download the Miles Miller Motivation app free of charge. Just go to on your mobile phone or tablet or device, just go to www.blackvibes.com/Miles Miller. That's BLACKVIDES.com/MYLESMILLER. Go there on your mobile device or go into the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. And just simply type in Miles Miller with a Y, that's MYLESMILLER, and you'll be able to download my mobile app, and you'll get instant motivational updates from me just to keep you inspired and keep you encouraged throughout the day. And without a shadow of a doubt, I thank each and every one of you for showing up each and every week, and I appreciate you. And know this, again, I can't say this enough, I love you. I really want to see you living the life of your dreams, because the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. And without further ado, without a shadow of a doubt, I say it like this. I leave you with this. My mantra, my motto, Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you here next week.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.